节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Summer, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
你爸妈有没有劝过你考公务员？
有哎。
有没有劝过你去学校当老师啊？
有哎。
Are all the parents the same? 我严重怀疑啊，全中国的父母是不是都背了同一套话术啊？
怎么了？你又被你爸妈教育了？
我妈逮着机会呢，就抓着我一顿输出啊，那叫一个苦口婆心、语重心长、恩威并施啊！我感觉我就是个死不回头的浪子。
I know that feel, girl. Though I think that's understandable. 家长嘛，就总是想着孩子能找一份安稳又体面的工作，尤其是女孩子。They just can't stop worrying for you.
不过我跟你说啊，我发现了一招特别好用。Yesterday when my mom started her speech again, I used it and it worked beautifully.
Wow, 那我要好好向你取取经了。So, dear listeners, if you share the same little trouble with us, 如果大家也有同样的困扰，要注意听了。Alright, stop keep us in suspense. What's your secret weapon?
你不让我卖关子，我还就偏要卖下关子啊。大家都知不知道卖关子我们要怎么说呀？就是刚刚 Summer 说的这个短语 Keep somebody in suspense.
Right, suspense 就是悬念的意思，让某人一直保持在悬念当中，就是我们说的卖关子。 Okay, so enough suspense. Come on, just say it. 快说快说。
Alright, what I did was just sending this article to my mom, and she never brought it up afterwards. Here, I sent you the link.
这篇新闻我读到过，就是说深圳几所中学呢，他们现在招的老师基本上都是清华北大的，而且像物理化学这样子的专业录用的都是清一色的博士。
Exactly. You see how fierce the competition is in the education industry? It's almost cutthroat.
没错，这个单词太形象了， cutthroat. Throat 就是我们的喉咙， cut 割破，你看这种割破喉咙啊，字面上看有一点点恐怖。
Yeah, but what it actually means here has nothing to do with murder and crime. If you describe a situation as cutthroat, you mean that the people or companies involved all want success and do not care if they harm each other in getting it.
对，所以这里呢，它其实是一个形容词，表示竞争特别激烈的、残酷无情的。
当然啦，我们用它来形容教师行业的这种竞争可能还是稍微有点夸张了。 After all, it's fair competition and it's not like the end of the world if you don't get the job.
没错，没被录取呢也不是天就塌了。但是你看，像我们平常常看一些商战片，里面的人斗得你死我活的，这种就可以叫做 cutthroat competition.
没错，所以说啊，这不是一个很好的用来反驳爸爸妈妈的论点吗？ It's not that I don't want to. I'm not qualified. I don't have a doctor's degree.
Well, what if they changed their strategy and asked you to get a doctor's degree?
还有人劝人读博士的。
Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds like something my parents would do. They always have this confidence in me, which I found groundless and unreasonable.
But not all secondary schools are like that.刚我们说这种现象呢，其实主要还是在深圳的四大校，
著名的深圳四大校啊，就是深圳实验学校、深圳中学、深圳外国语学校和深圳高级中学。那这四所中学就厉害了啊，重本率都在 90% 以上，有两所呢甚至在 95% 以上了。
No wonder parents are scrambling to get their kids in their schools. It's like once you're in their schools, you're on the threshold of top universities.
Exactly.这里用了一个短语 on the threshold of something. 那 threshold 它表示门槛、门口，所以呢 on the threshold of something 它就表示已经在什么东西的门口了，
which means something is about to come or about to start.
所以就是说这些学生一旦进入这四大校的门啊，基本上就一只脚踏入重本名校了。
对，
所以说呢，家长们都争先恐后的把孩子往里送啊。那这里呢就用到了刚刚 Summer 说的另外一个表达了 scramble to do something.
Yeah, if a number of people scramble for something or to do something, they compete energetically with each other for it.
For example, I remember we always scrambled to get in the canteen when we were in high school.
都有同样的经历啊。就高中的时候为了少排队，那下课铃一响啊，就冲出教室，争先恐后的去打饭。And that's so typical of you.
哎呀，那个时候正长身体嘛。你就说这深圳四大校，名校归名校，到了饭点，大家不也得赶紧去食堂排队啊。我以前的老师就说了，吃饭不积极啊，思想有问题。
You're so right. Knowledge can't feed the stomach. Even it's the stomach of students from an elite school.
这个 elite school, 精英学校，其实呢就是我们说的名校了。So, Summer, what do you think of this whole thing? 你咋想的呀？
我觉得还挺正常的。Just look at how much those teachers earn. 那些招聘老师的年薪300,000，是我也去啊。
Right. Some people say it's a waste of human resources. 有的人呢会觉得这是一种人力资源的浪费啊。但是我觉得也不是每个博士都适合继续从事学术研究啊。那这种时候呢，选择向下兼容也是无可厚非的。
没错，博士生他有择业自由吗？不是。
Of course.But we've been talking from the perspective of these teachers. What about the students? Do you think it's a good thing for them?
Well, if we're talking about students in these elite schools, of course it's a good thing for them. 能享受到最好的教育资源，对于这些学生来说当然也是求之不得呀。但是对于别的普通学校来说可能就未必了。
Yeah, but aren't public schools supposed to be the great equalizer? They're supposed to guarantee each child an equal education, right?
也是。学校啊，特别是这种公办学校，它就是要保障每个学生呢都享有平等的受教育的权利。那这里使某人或者某物平等呢，我们用到 equalize 这个动词。那如果是让大家平等的人或者物，我们就可以叫 equalizer。
Right. 当然，这些名校的学生呢，也是凭真才实学考进来的嘛。那如果是好的教育资源继续向他们倾斜，那是不是这些孩子之间的差距会越来越大啊？
Well, some people think it's meritocratic. It rewarded kids for working hard. And isn't that what schools are supposed to do? Isn't it good that the system rewards working hard and merit?
Yeah, but does it always reward merit? Doesn't it sometimes reward access to resources? 那刚刚 Summer 呢用了一个词叫做 meritocratic, 就很能说明一部分人对于现行教育制度的看法了。
Yeah.So, a meritocratic society or social system gives people status or rewards because of what they achieve, rather than because of their wealth or social position.
我们可以把它理解为精英化的、择优的。那说白了呢，就是注重人的才干，而不是他的社会地位或者财富。
这么一说，好像用它来形容现在的教育体系也不完全准确啊。像高中还好理解，考进去的嘛，对吧？但很多条件好的家庭呢，从幼儿园开始就上的是国际的幼儿园和私立学校了。像这种资源，其他孩子是享受不到的。
So it's still related to wealth and social position. Exactly. 但是你说这些家长他愿意在孩子教育的问题上让步吗？那肯定也不会啊，对吧？
Yeah. Because an equitable school system would likely mean the schools their kids go to would get less money, not more.
Yeah, their kids might get less access to the most experienced teachers and the best facilities.
So, of course, 这些名校还有这些名校学子的家长们They're not going to make way for that, and nobody was going to force them.
那这些问题可能现在一时还无法解决啊。但是我希望在未来呢，各个阶层家庭的孩子都可以坐在同样的教室，享受着同样的教育。For what it's worth, I still believe it.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。